This goes to Dr. Christopher Murray, Murray. Fax is 989-583-1914. Regarding Dale, D-A-L-E, middle initial D, like Dale, Bushry, B, like boy, U-S-H-R-E. Date of birth, 8-9 of 1933. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a consultation for Mr. Bushry, who is a 90-year-old male with who was referred for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which is tracked back as far as 9/28 of 22. It was creatinine was 1.9 at that point with an estimated GFR of 34. 10/22/22 creatinine 2.4 with GFR 26. 10/24/22 creatinine 1.6 GFR 42. April 21st of 23, creatinine 1.9, GFR 33. May 18th, 2023, creatinine 1.8, GFR 36. 10/18 of 23, the creatinine is 1.8, GFR 38. And at the Veterans Administration in Saginaw in February of 2024, creatinine was 2.0, GFR 31. Mr. Bushry is a frail appearing 90-year-old who walks with a cane. He did have a cerebrovascular accident in 2022 with some right-sided residual, and also that led to some lymphedema of the right lower extremity. He also has had prostate carcinoma and had the radiation implants placed, and also has had scar tissue formed following that procedure. And he's required recurrent cystoscopies and urethral dilations, and most recently one was done in 2020. He still is unable to empty his bladder unless he self-catheterizes for four times every day. He believes he's having good amounts of urine out, and he denies cloudiness or blood and no excessive pain. He has had diabetes for several years. Fair control, he reports. He does have atrial fibrillation. He's not anticoagulated, and the family believes he was high risk for falls, and therefore that was the reason he was not anticoagulated for atrial fibrillation. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have shortness of breath with exertion. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Extremities, the right lower extremity has slightly more edema than the left, and it's very minimal. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, a previous history of high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, hearing loss, and he has bilateral hearing aids. Prostate carcinoma, glaucoma, a CVA with right-sided residual that has gradually improved, diabetic neuropathy, especially with pain in the soles of both feet, urinary retention requiring self-catheterization four times a day, and history of congestive heart failure. Past surgical history, he's had cataract removal, cystoscopy with urethral dilation in 2020, colonoscopy was in 2009, appendectomy in 1945, and he had the radiation implants for prostate carcinoma in 1998. Social history, the patient has never smoked. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to lisinopril, causes a cough. Medications, Lasix 20 milligram daily, Amaryl 4 milligram, 2 tablets daily, Levemir insulin 15 units daily, Pravacol 40 milligram daily, Ozempic 0.75 milligram once weekly, Claritin 10 milligram daily, Jardiance 25 milligram daily, Humalog insulin 6 units before each meal, vitamin D3 1,000 units once daily. For pain, he uses Tylenol arthritis as needed, and he avoids the use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 67 inches, weight 183 pounds, pulse 66, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 62. Pharynx is clear, uvula midline, neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregularly irregular, no murmur, slightly distant sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, the right lower extremity has a trace of edema in the ankle, left lower extremity 1+ edema, ankle and just above the ankle for about 6 inches. Decreased sensation in both feet, pedal pulses are 2+ bilaterally with brisk capillary refill. In labs, in addition to the creatinines that were previously described, most recent lab studies were done February 23rd, 2024. His hemoglobin is 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Creatinine was 2.0, glucose 202, sodium 139, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 23, calcium 9.1, albumin 4.0. Last year, analysis was done October 22, 2022. It was negative for blood, and 30+ protein was noted. And his last hemoglobin A1C, 10/22/22, was 8.2. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary to multiple medical conditions, including uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, urinary retention following the prostate carcinoma and radiation implants, requiring self-catheterization 4 times a day, and congestive heart failure. We're going to ask the patient to repeat labs now, and we will check a cath specimen urine as well as intact parathyroid hormone, and then every 3 months, all renal labs will be checked thereafter. We'll schedule a kidney ultrasound with pre-void bladder, but no post-void bladder since he has to self-cath to eliminate urine. And the patient will have a recheck visit within the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.